Come in.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I had heard that you had something important to tell me. I was busy looking over our latest stock revenues. Apparently, ADV Films is now in the top 5 of the anime production companies. Ask me what position we're in.
What position are we in, sir?
The same position we've been in for the last 80 weeks. Number one.
Sir, the reports of the anime you just got are in.
Ah, yes. Tell me all about our latest Japanese anime acquisition.
We weren't able to get Japanese.
And by uh-oh, you're talking about our companies, right? Our rivals, once again, inadequate compared to us, right?
Yeah. Well, sir, we weren't able to get the Japanese anime Action X, Big Action X. Yeah, we weren't able to get it, sir.
Now, I think you had a little foible there in your sentence. You said, we weren't able to go and get it. I believe you meant were able to get Big Anime Action X.
The company, Big Action X, is just thought we were too big. They wanted someone less popular.
No, I think that's probably a mistake. How about you go and read me what the paper says?
It says, Dear ADV, you guys stink. We hate your seeking guts.
Wait a minute, give me that. Let's see here. No, that's my sister who wrote that one. Read the other one, one from the company. They call us ADV Films in all our official company papers.
Maybe that's why that was written in crayon.
Maybe it was. Now get on with it.
Oh, dear ADV Films.
Uh-huh, all right. Sounds pretty standard so far.
You guys are great at putting out Japanese animation.
Oh, well, yes, we are.
But, you... I don't want to read this, sir.
Let me see this here.
You might get mad.
But you, while making a generous bid for our show, was underbid by Bandai. Bandai, what do they know about anime? Let's see. So we regret to inform you...
Japanese animation, sir.
Yes, I know they do Japanese animation. So we regret to inform you that unfortunately that we were honored for your blah blah blah. Why did Bandai outbid us on this project? Don't we have coffers as big as most churches?
Sir? Yes, we do.
No, I did. Not as big as a church's finances. I meant we have coffers large enough to put the money in. It would fill an entire church. Why did we not go and get this acquisition and Action Satisfaction got it?
I'm not sure, sir. I'll check into that for you.
Yeah, well, you better become sure. We're ADV, and ADV gets what ADV wants, and what ADV wants is what I want.
Why don't we just buy out Bandai and all the other competition, sir?
Well, we could do that. The only problem is Bandai's gotten too big for us to do that anymore. So we've nipped it in the bud, but unfortunately, when we were small, they were already big. Oh, sure, we've bought up a lot of companies in the past, but so have the others.
We could just fire some more people, even though we don't need to.
Yeah, it's true. I do need another convertible. The other ones are getting worn in.
I mean, who cares about manga we release? Japanese manga.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a lark. I mean, what do? Just slap some translators in a room, give them a couple of pages of comics, and have them crap out some stuff we can stock on the shelves. You know, we gotta go and get that stupid Tokyo Popsin competition. Yeah, but I wish it would have done better. I could have written that off, too, get me some really nice shoes. I mean, these ones only cost $1,500.
Right. And you know what else I like? We can always laugh at those poor saps who buy volumes that we don't finish putting out.
You know what I think's really funny? Is we have morons that bought what we released on tape for like $30, and now they're going back and buying it on the re-release DVDs. Like, we'd go back and do a dub or something on some of those. They're so awful, but they'll pay money for it anyways. I can't believe it. All right. This is what I want you to do. Get on the Big Action X case. Find out why they went with Bandai. Find out who it was that bid on it by Bandai. Make sure he has a trip to a different district. And be sure that his family finds out that he went on a very long vacation. And we'll just see what happens with Big Anime Action X's sequel.
You know
it's
what?
Already
how
out
how,
over
how
in
about
Japan.
I send him to the Wendy's. The Wendy's grinder. The place where they make the chili. They'll never find them there.
They'll never find them there because they'll put anything in that chili. I mean, look what happened to the guys at Sony. The last time they'll be putting out a defective unit. Alright, make it so. And by the way, tomorrow you're fired, but I want you to get the assignment done first.
Yes, sir.
After all, I need a new pair of pants and your salary should just about cover them.
Yes,
Smoking, sorry.
Those clever engineers. But yeah.
Time for ASO Radio.
I've got to say is, welcome up to 72 of ASO Radio. This is NZ17
and GB3,
bringing you the latest and greatest anime news, reviews, previews, threeviews, and whatever else we feel like throwing out at you, right, GB3?
Right.
And this week, we're going to go and take a deviation from the beaten path. And instead of bringing you our typical anime review, we're going to bring you a very special anime preview. This week, we're actually going to be reviewing the Oh My Goddess, or Ah My Goddess, or Ah Megami Summer, I can't remember. Anyways, we're going to go and preview the Japanese television series, which is presently running. And we'll be getting that soon, and, well, I got to save all the details of that for our spiffy anime preview section, which is the same as review, but we put a P in front of it. So it's like, puh, review. And for the hot spot, I don't know, we'll just talk about something eventually.
I thought we were going to talk about Yours and My Secret.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll do that, because that works. Instead of doing the editorial or song or whatever. Okay, so, and then we'll have some anime news. Presently don't have the news in front of me, but we'll rectify that in a minute.
There was some good news, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You sound pretty confident.
There's always something good to make fun of. I mean, to talk about.
Well, speaking of things from the internet, we've got some really great fan mail this episode as well. And we're announcing the winners of March's contest.
Ooh.
So, yeah. But without further ado, I think we need to mosey on along to our next section. And now it's time for the Any O'Clock Anime News.
Well, this week for the news, we have
a lot.
Oh boy, do we have a lot. And like I said earlier, there's some great articles here.
Yeah. A lot of them. I mean, it's like 1 week goes by. You know, I think they're torturing us because we didn't do any news the last episode.
Well, that wasn't our fault. It's theirs.
Yeah, it's theirs. I'll take this first one.
All right.
Okay, according to Box Office Mojo, Steamboy performed somewhat worse than previously reported. Box Office Mojo reports earnings of $3,490 per screen, which sounds pretty good when you put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Until you realize that the total was $136,143, making Steamboy the 36th ranked film at the box office. So, yeah.
So, probably too many people listen to it.
I think that our... Yeah, that's right. Everybody listened to us. It didn't have to do with the limited theatrical release.
No.
The small appeal.
Too many people listen to Everett.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were going to say, everybody listened to our show, and they're like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Okay, take this next one, DB3.
Well, Miyazaki, of course, his DVDs just came out, and according to Nelson Video Scan, His Nasuka Valley of the Wind is ranked 14th in home video sales during its first week of release. The Cat Returns was tied for 27th place. And Porco Rosso was in 49th place during the second week of its release. Nasuka fell to the 30th position, and the other two fell out of the top 50.
Yeah, you know, if they're going to spend the time to advertise Nasuka the Valley of the Wind, they should have advertised The Cat Returns and Porco Rosso, as I think those were
superior
films.
Yeah.
And they could have pushed a lot more units, but, you know, now let's just make really quick 15-second clips on, like, you know, the Cartoon Network and bah. Anyways, I've got good news for me! Anime Insider will become a monthly publication. You see, Wizards Anime Insider magazine has announced that as of their June issue, the magazine will be released monthly. The June issue will also feature numerous changes and new features. Now, I don't like changes, you know, I mean, okay. For those unfamiliar with it, Anime Insider was a bi-monthly publication. It would come out every 2 months. And it's my favorite anime magazine. Very quality writing, most of their humorous bits are funny, informative, well thought out articles, all in all, good journalism.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping these numerous changes and features aren't for the worse. I hope maybe the magazine will just be a little bit shorter because it's monthly instead of bi-monthly. Because I really do like the layout pretty well, but maybe I'll be surprised when I have a nice new layout. Who knows? We got a lot of news, so DB3, if you would.
Speaking of changes, ADV, changes, has once again changed. They have closed their Monster Island dubbing studio and consolidated their recording projects under one studio name.
ADV Universe.
Actually, it's ADV Studios.
Oh, well, you know, that's...
ADV previously had two distinct...
No, new studio name, The One.
The first in Monster Island in Austin, and second, Industrial Smoke and Mirrors in Houston, employing as many as 12 or more ADR directors between them.
Yeah, so basically ADV is like, we could make so much more money if we simply put all our efforts in one location. Alright, so here's some, here's a little bit of related news, I think. Actually, now to tell you the truth, Caritano was done by our friends over at the Right Stuff International, which I really like them. Anyways, the Caritano manga, or His and Her Circumstances, is to end. You see, according to the official website, Haku Sensei's Lama Magazine, Masami Suda's Karishi Konojo no Jijio, or Caritano, manga will come to a close in the June issue of Lala on sale April 23rd.
That's sad.
Yeah, but, you know, good things must come to an end, DB3, or else they will be doomed to just kind of get boring.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, tell our hearties about this next one about pirated anime. Yar.
Well, in Hong Kong, there is a huge pirated anime bust.
Oh, yeah? How big was it?
According to the Associated Press article, Hong Kong authorities seized 200,000 pirated anime VCDs and arrested 18 people in relation to the material. Illegal VCD copies of Howl's Moving Castle, Dragon Ball, and many other titles were seized from their 22 retail outlets and one warehouse, following complaints from an unnamed major Japanese studio. I bet it's ADV.
Not ADV.
Hong Kong Television, however, reports that several of the rated stores are back in operation.
Yeah, well, what? It's like VCDs. How cheap is a CDR, right? Pennies. So, at most, they'd be out of like $100,000. And these big, you know, pirate associations, that's nothing, man. I mean, look at this flood of Ever Anime and Sonmei and all these other music CDs, not to mention just all of the now pirated DVDs and CDRs and VCDs that you end up seeing everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, those pirates get me up, because the reason they make me off, first of all, they're profiting off of somebody else's hard work. And second of all, they're swamping second-hand and auction sites like eBay and Amazon and whatever with all of these illegal Taiwanese, Hong Kong, Chinese copies of things, to the point where it's very hard for the casual anime fan to tell the difference, let alone the experienced fan is now having a harder time, what with the more professional packaging and everything they're doing. So, as usual, the best way to go and avoid these pirated sets of movies and CDs is that it seems a good deal too good to be true.
It probably is.
All right. This next one's so stupid. I'll take this one. According to Toon Zone, the Jetix programming block, which airs on ABC Family and Toon Disney, because, you know, Disney bought ABC and then they bought Fox, will premiere Betaman under the new name Be-da-Man next Saturday and Sunday, April 2nd and 3rd. Hasbro will also be releasing a Be-da-Man line of toys for children ages 8 to 12. Now, I haven't seen this show, but I will bet dimes to dollars it is either A, another damn card show, or B, another stupid million monster pocket friend show. They don't show anything else when it comes to kids anime. It sickens me.
They have Beyblade.
Oh, yeah? That's just great. It's Tops. It's freaking battling Tops. How much more exciting can you get than battling Tops? DB3.
Top-selling direct market.
Enough about Tops! Oh, a different, sorry.
Yeah. Top-selling direct market, graphic novels, and a list of February sales to comic book stores.
Wait. I want you to read this in a funny voice, okay? I want you to read it like the guy that does almost all the movie previews, you know? It's like, in a time of uncertainty.
Okay.
But read this list of top-selling graphic novels.
And a list of February sales to comic book stores by Diamond Distributors. The top-ranking manga-related titles barely made the top 10, with Mega Tokyo Volume 3 in 9th spot.
Not a real manga.
And Fruit Basket Volume 7 ranked in 10th spot. Last month, Ghost in the Shell 2 and Berserk ranked 4th and 6th, respectively. As ANN reported last month, bookstores not the direct market now make up the vast majority of manga sales in North America.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Alright, so now we got more news about Betaman, which DB3 will take this one.
Okay. Well, this is to our... We're giving a little call-up to our friends up in Canada. According to this press release, YTV will also be airing Betaman. This time they're not naming it Battle Betaman, starting on April 23rd at 7:30. The press release also states that .hack/sign will premiere on Friday, April 1st at 10:30 p.m. and Inuyasha, the movie Affections Touching Across Time, will air
on the 25th of March at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So they better not be doing an April 1st joke about .hack/sign. I really like .hack/sign. Betaman, well, yeah, moving along. I've got even greater news. Apparently, there's a new Kyber project. Yes, according to the official website for the project,
Kyber,
there will be a big announcement regarding a Kyber project at the Tokyo Anime Fair occurring March 31st to April 3rd. Thanks to Advent Nebula for this information. Yeah, thanks a lot. I mean, yeah, Kyber. I mean, what is it with, like, Japanese and loving anime that has, like, it's completely brainless, right? It's like, oh, we need one about collecting cards. Oh, now we need one about going and raising monsters to fight. Oh, now we need to go and make another one selling toys. Oh, hey, I know this have one with a lot of pointless fighting. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And speaking of stupid changes, DB3, if you would.
Well, the International Channel has come up with a new marketing strategy by changing their name. Yes? Yes, it really happened. The International Channel has rebranded itself as Asian TV, a channel focused heavily on Asian and Asian American culture. Asian TV will be broadcasting anime movies and shows every Tuesday, including Record of Lodoss War and Descendant of Darkness and Geo Armor.
Well, I guess the Japanese and the anime, the regular Japanese programming and the anime has been so popular. You know what? Let's drop all the European and Middle Eastern stuff, and I don't think they carried anything from Oceania, but the point is like, it's, I mean, I realize probably a lot of people watch the channel, period, but I guess they went, you know, hey, we've got a lot of Vietnamese and South Korean descendants and what have you watching this, and actually I just think it was the anime. Anyway, speaking of the popularity of anime, apparently anime sales keep going up, up, up. You see, from 2004 to 2005, the anime DVD sales increased by 7.6%, according to the latest numbers from VideoScan, of course, Nielsen, famous for its television rating. ADV fared particularly well with Chrono Crusade, Gantz, and DN Angel all performing strongly. Gantz is a notable because ADV packaged it in a quote-unquote non-standard format, two episodes per disc at $14.98 each. And I put that in quotes, not because that's the way it is in the news story I'm reading, but because in Japan, that's how it's done, is two episodes per disc. Fortunately, though, over here, we get our anime much, much cheaper than in Japan, and so it was $15 for two episodes rather than $30. Japan has ridiculous prices, and when shows are released on DVD, typically, they get really skimpy amounts of episodes. It just really sucks, you know, but what can I say? High cost of living, and so they earn more money, and so it works out there, but it's still ridiculous. But it wasn't just ADV's game. Disney also helped the market with a number of successful Miyazaki releases, which, you know, I haven't seen those yet. Oh, wait. No, we've just been talking about them for the last million episodes. Of course, Nausicaa, which ranked number 14 on its first week of release. Okay, well, this next bunch of stories is really long, and I read the last one, and start going on DB3.
All right. Well, if you haven't heard, there's a new child porn law, and it applies to cartoons and could send previously convicted individuals back in for life.
Yes, you see, recently the FCC ruled that child pornography was considered only to be, this is kind of a touchy subject all in all anyways, but was mainly concerned to be live action, actual kids.
Yeah.
But in truth, having any sort of child pornography, whether it's just drawings or pretend things, if you will, is illegal. And so this guy definitely ain't a friend of ours, but it's a newsworthy story, I think.
It starts off, a convicted sex offender who pleaded guilty to receiving child pornography in 1999 and is due to be released from prison on April 1st.
Oh. Yeah, I hope that ain't a joke.
To spend the rest of his life in prison for downloading anime that depicted children having sex.
You know, just to interrupt you there, DB3, to go and take this, kind of grim story on a lighter, less drastic note, could you imagine that, right? Guy still in prison, like, around April 12th or whatever, and somebody goes, hey, man, I thought you did your time, I thought you were out of here, and he's like, no, they said I had to stay in here because I was watching anime porno, and the guy went, what, are you pulling my leg? Are you supposed to be out on the first, you joking sucker? He's like, no, I'm serious. It's not an April Fool's joke. I'm back in because I downloaded anime that, you know,
yeah.
Pornographic children, you know. Anyway.
The man downloaded at least 20 images of anime pornography involving children. The images were downloaded on a computer at the Virginia Employment Commission.
Yes, you see, provisions of the Child Pornography Act, or the CPPA, a 1996 law that banned virtual child pornography, were thrown out by a U.S. Supreme Court in 2002 on freedom of speech grounds. However, WRIC reports that this individual is the first to be charged under a new child pornography law that can apply to cartoons, animated images, and other fictitious depictions. The report did not specify whether this was a federal or state law. However, the U.S. Attorney's Office was cited as being involved. If convicted, he could face life in prison. And we have a bit of an update here, DP3.
Additional information concerning this case suggests that the individual was originally convicted on federal charges of receiving the child pornography. As part of his parole, he was prohibited from viewing any pornographic materials. As such, the case against this man appears to be due to a parole violation not the new child pornography law, as the original article suggested.
Yes, Anime News Network apologizes, since they're a news source, for the kind of misleadingness, and apparently they'll continue to follow stories as well. All in all, not too much to do with anime, but what a dumbass. I mean, not only is he a horrible, perverted guy, but, you know, he goes and he's like, oh, they'll never figure out, I'm looking at this stuff on the internet. Ah! No, you're in jail for life. All right, I'll take this one to you, too, because you did a lot of reading just there. And this one actually looks bigger than it is. Adult Swim has released a press release, surprisingly enough, and they're announcing their 2005 programming highlights. And of those, the anime included are for May. They're going to be do the very awesome Samurai Champloo, which I recommend everybody catch that one. We'll be reviewing that in the very near future. That will be on May 14th. Then there'll be Paranoia Agent on May 28th. S-Triad on May 28th as well, playing right after Paranoia Agent. Then they'll do Inuyasha, the movie Affections Touching Across Time on May 14th. Why can't they do this in order? Jeez. And Metropolis on May 21st. Then in June, they'll have more Inuyasha episodes. July, Escaflowne, the crappy movie. August, they'll be doing Inuyasha, the Castle Beyond the Looking Glass. Then September, they'll be doing the standalone complex second Ghost in the Shell movie thing. And Cowboy Bebop, the movie. So apparently, they're putting a lot more emphasis on the anime over at Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to.
It's about time.
Yeah. All right, well, now we've got, oh man. Take away, DB3.
Ultra popular Taiwanese puppet show on Cartoon Network.
Ooh, yeah.
Under the name of William
Woolen Warriors. Oh, what a hilarious pun. It's the wool, and woolen is like wool, and the puppets are made of wool. They're funny, man.
Alright, that was almost funny. Under the name of Woolen Warriors, Legend of the Seven Stars, the popular Taiwanese puppet show series Pili, previously known outside of Taiwan as Thunder Force, will be released in North America by Broadway Video Enterprise and Good Times
Entertainment.
Yeah. The 13 episodes will also be broadcast...
No, it actually was Good Times Ent. Good Times Ent.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was Enterprise or...
Anyways.
The 13 episodes will also be broadcast on Cartoon Network this fall.
Ooh.
I'm so excited. Oh, wait. The series is currently the most popular Enterprise puppet series in Taiwan.
Yeah, yes. Pili's ancestor, the immensely popular Yu Da Ra Zil, or show, or... Hey, I don't know Taiwanese. One of the first puppet TV shows in Taiwan. You know, some of these cultures in the world, it's like, you know, over here, puppet shows have been done to death, right? So when somebody says puppet show, they think horrible things like Thunderbirds and crap like that, and like, ah, oh, man, a puppet show. But then it's just these little things that have, like, been basically dead for years and suddenly pop up in some, like, you know...
Backwoods country.
Well, I don't want to use the term backwoods, but just that's, like, suddenly it's rediscovered and it's popular, and so now it's puppet. Anyways, Da Ru Show, one of the first puppet TV shows in Taiwan, was watched by 90% of Japanese households when it aired in 1970. The series ended up being banned, apparently, for several years, officially because it caused students to skip classes and farmers to abandon their fields. You know, somehow, I don't think there was a mass epidemic that was caused by the puppet show. There's even an urban legend about a gynecologist who wouldn't deliver babies whenever the show was on. You know, I really hope it wasn't that scary popular, because that's crazy. 90%? Jeez. I mean, granted, it's a small island with not as many people as, you know, the United States or what have you, but that's still crazy. Anyways, more complex political reasons involving the Mandarin promotion policy of the Taiwanese government are often believed to be the actual root cause of the show's cancellation. Ya think.
The Empire's genre focuses on martial arts and the noble lifestyle that martial artists that are expected to lead. The most popular and celebrated M Prize novelist is Jin Yong, original creator of Condor Hero. Condor Hero has been adapted into an 18-volume comic series, available in the English from Asia Pack Books, and an anime TV series co-produced in Japan and Taiwan, and released in North America by Tyson.
You notice how this article is like 60-70% about the previous, you know, puppet show, like nothing about Rolling Warriors?
Yeah.
You know, okay, this is my thoughts on this, okay? Outside of the ridiculous of it being puppets and everything. This is just basically another, you know, martial arts show, okay?
Yeah.
But the pill of martial arts shows to me is actually watching them, you know, these trained people spend all this time learning martial arts, pulling off these well-choreographed scenes, you know, and sometimes doing actual fights. And then for everybody to watch a puppet show just seems to take away the entire point of watching humans that have trained a long time do it, you know? And I don't know, it's wacky, but what can I say? I'm prejudiced. I'm an American. You know, I got American taste.
All right, this next one's yours, NZ.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Yes.
Very well. Apparently, we have very good news for all of our listeners out there. For Puffy Ami Yumi, we'll be touring the west coast of North America during April and early May. They will be returning to North America for an East Coast tour during the summer. They'll also be making their late-night performance debut on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live Show on April 28th at 12:05 a.m. And there's a whole bunch of, like, obviously cities that they're going to be doing this in, but I ain't going to read them all, so just, like, check out the Anime News Network or their official website or blah, 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 blah. All right, we had enough news. Long and... Well, I don't say it's boring. It's just a lot of stupid stuff. So let's just move along, shall we, to the review. Okay, well, so we have, we watched the 8th episode of the Oh My Goddess, or On My Goddess, television series, and DB3, go and give us your impersonations. Give us your impersonations of Keiichi.
Well,
No. Give me your impersonation of Keiichi. Then we'll get on to the show.
Then, Candy, I can't do this. Oh!
Okay, very good. But now, just give your general impressions, and then actually cover what happened in the episode.
My general impressions, that, when NZ told me he got it, I was pretty excited, like, and then we started watching it. The opening credit, the opening sequence and the song, they were actually really well put together. The animation of the show really is people wanting, like, it reminds me of, like, a show for, like, little kids, like, I don't know. I don't particularly like the animation.
Kind of like small budget, or...?
Yeah. Yeah. The closing animation, pictures, clip art, whatever you call it, that's actually pretty good. Like, it gives you sort of a reminiscence of the
manga, perhaps?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, no, I liked it. The episode we watched itself is sort of like the OAV,
third episode.
Yeah, the third episode of the...
Wait, no.
No, it's the second episode of the OAV.
Yeah, because the last two was a two-parter. First Bell Dandy, then Erd, then School.
Yeah.
So yeah, the second episode.
It's really reminiscent of the second OAV, so, yeah.
But there was a lot of differences.
There are a lot of differences. So about the only thing is Erd comes and she pops out of the TV.
Well, in the original OAV, which was basically small budget, but oh my god, it's very popular, so they did a 5-episode OAV. What it was is she used a potion on Keiichi because she felt he wasn't making enough progress in his relationship with her sister. And so then he approached the girl that had a thing for him, but she was put off by his aggressiveness. And then Belle Dandy saw, big misunderstanding scene, runs off crying. Keiichi spends the rest of the episode trying to redeem himself, and then Belle Dandy figures out that it was Erd behind it the whole time. This episode, it more or less takes that plot point of Erd trying to go and push the two together faster, not let it develop naturally, but
backfires.
The whole show, this television series, takes things in a whole different spin of the manga and the OAB. Is basically looking at it like, well, what if this happened instead, or let's tweak this or that, so it's not exactly the same as the original source materials. And that's a double-edged sword, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, you're used to it the other way, but you do want to see something new. Another point, I thought, is this has a much more leisurely pace than the OAV does, because they had to get a bunch done in a small amount of time, so we don't see a lot of the more minor characters, we get running through a lot of stuff concentrated, and so it felt like a lot more happened in a half-hour episode in the OAV than the television series.
Yeah.
So, I like the music. The music really helps go and bring things together, because the animation's just shocking for anybody that saw the original. Oh my god, if you see this, you're like, whoa, what's going on? This just looks... It's a lot more... It's cartoony, yeah, but it's like, okay, in the first one, there was a lot of attention to detail. I mean, the backgrounds were very detailed, the character expressions, and this, it's like they've been simplified even further than your standard anime, to where it's just really the basics of lines in the faces, especially. Plus, the designers, that mainly who worked on this were staff from the movie, and so it's not exactly the same look as the movie, because the movie had a much larger budget, but it looks similar to the movie with its, just the art style of that. So if you didn't like that, you're probably going to feel the same towards this.
Yeah.
I guess we really can't say too much, because we only saw one episode, and that hasn't been picked up here yet, but you can bet being, oh my god, it will be picked up by some company or another. I hope Animego gets this.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice, and hopefully they would get the same voice actors, because I really like Animego. They do a very nice job, have very nice liner notes, do a good job with their DVDs all in all. Although I thought that the extras on the OAV DVDs were lacking for Oh My Goddess. You know,
all they had was pictures and stuff.
And the voice actors commenting, on another track.
They also had it so you just saw the episodes without voice.
Yeah.
You could put in your own voices.
Yeah, what a feature.
Yeah.
So I hope they get the original voice actors back, because...
It would really add to it,
help it bring it together, because it's just the art style is so off-putting that the music helps, and having the voice actors be the same would really help too, I think.
Yeah.
It does seem solid though with its storytelling, which is a good thing, and it doesn't seem to go and try to do something overly dramatic like the movie. So, I liked it. You know, it's pretty good stuff. What did you think, DB3?
I'd have to agree with that. My recommendation for this would probably be...
Well, you can't give a recommendation. This is just a preview.
I can give a recommendation.
We can only give a rating when it comes out in America.
Fine.
So, for the sake of doing a preview and stating DB3's lust for giving a score, we're going to take a different approach since we can't officially review this for the show. What I'm going to do is we'll use a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the best score you can get, since you want to rate a preview, as silly as that is. So, what would you rate this on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 6.
You want to say why?
No, because we can't make previews, remember?
Oh, you're not rating a preview, you're giving your impressions with a numerical rate, a score. Score. So why does it get a 6?
I'm scoring it at a 6 because... It feels like it, other than the name, it feels like almost a run-of-a-mill anime to me.
Mm.
Other than the name and characters, like I didn't see anything that really set it apart.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there, because outside of our sentiment for the characters that we've already established through watching the OAV, it is pretty average, really.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the expressions and reactions are funny, but typical anime stuff, you know, nervous guy, unsure guy, inexperienced guy doesn't want to go and put the moves on, you know, the girl, and everybody's trying to force them together faster, but it's just going at a gradual, organic sort of pace, and yeah. Yeah.
So what would be your score?
I'm not giving a score. That's just silly.
Okay. I hate you.
I know, I know. That's why you come back for the abuse every
week.
Does
that mean I can pick your score?
No. Oh, God, it doesn't. But are you looking forward, though, to seeing more of this?
I want to see the first couple episodes, because, like, this eighth episode was the second OAV, so I was just curious what else they stuck in.
Well, I was reading up a little bit about that. There's a couple of things, like, in this one, Keiichi doesn't accidentally dial the goddess hotline looking for a meal or some such thing, or just random number. He actually ends up calling the helpline deliberately or some such thing.
Really? One of my favorite parts is when he accidentally calls it.
Yeah, and then there's some other things, like, there's a monk that lives at the temple, it's not just abandoned.
What?
There's a number of different changes.
That's some things I'd like to get caught up on.
But one thing that we should comment on is there was a very nice sub job by the fan subgroup that did this. They really went the extra mile because, you could just take a standard font, slap it at the bottom of the screen, do a half-assed translation. But this, it seemed like they spent a lot of work refining the translation as far as the actual translation of the words. But also, they had really nice font on there. They translated all of the Japanese words that were, you know, important to the story in some way or other. And when they did the lyrics, they would show it in English and Japanese and had a really nice effect with feathers and whatnot. So it's a really snazzy little job there. Let me see real quick. If I can, to go and see it was done. Well, let's just start that up real quick here, and we'll find out. Hopefully it's not too loud. Oh yeah, crap. I forgot about that. Having computer problems here, folks. My motherboard is crap. And so it will be hopefully replaced soon once I can find money to do that. Very important thing, money. So anyways, I don't know. We'll just say that the fan group was called Aoni Any. And, I don't know, it was a good sub. So I'm looking forward to going and seeing more episodes. It's just to go and get a feel for it, but I don't think I'm going to like this as much as the OAV. Though I am going to be buying some of the manga in order to go and check that out, because, I mean, it's been going for like 20 years or something, so I'm sure that the manga has staying power.
Fan mail. Fan mail. Fan mail, fan mail, fan mail, fan mail, fan mail.
All right, well, we've got how many fan mail this time, DB3?
We already have three.
Three fan mail. One, two, three. Okay, enough of that. All right, I think I'll take this first one.
Okay.
From Azure. Subject, Bandy Art. Okay, well, look at this. I finished it. I generally say something insightful for you to read on the show, but my mind is empty. DBZ and Dr. Slump Music will do that. You bet your sweet biscuits it will. Okay, well, it's very lovely fan art was sent in by Azure, which can be seen in our Artist Alley section of the site. She actually sent in two for our March contest, and, how about you go ahead and give your thoughts on these pictures, DB3?
The first one?
The first one was the blue nighttime bandy one.
I I'll just do them sort of together.
Okay.
They were both really nice. Good job, Azure. I wish I could draw like you.
Any more insight, DB3? I think that was a little deep for everybody listening.
Well, see, when they go look at them at the website page, they'll see what I mean.
What a cheap cop-out.
Shut up, man. Okay. I'm tired.
All right, fine.
I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Okay, well, since we've got... This was the last fan art that was sent in for the month, okay? And so, now it's time to go and judge the winners. So, for the fan art, our winner is Azure. But which picture that she did, do you think we should give her the award for?
I like the blue one.
I also like the blue one. Both of them have a lot of hard work
put into them, but I think the blue one in the end turned out a lot better, the nighttime bandy one. So we're going to award Azure of the United Kingdom. That just kind of sounds fun.
Yeah.
We're going to award her our Fan Art of the Month award. And so we will be contacting you shortly via email and asking you, well, sending you a list, which you must keep absolutely confidential, of our mystery vault of anime prizes. And you just pick the one you like, and we'll send it on over to you. Everybody, of course, on the ASO staff and what have you are exempt from the contest. Yeah. Well, anyway, so now for the winners of the Promoter of the Month and the Forum Member of the Month. Let's see, looking at the list here. Mainly our forum members are ourselves. So for the forum member of the month, I'm going to give the award out to, let's see, give it to him. We're going to give it to Chicken Warrior, as I think Chicken Warrior deserves to go and have commendability for the posts that he's been making on the site. So Chicken Warrior, since I don't have your email address, you're going to have to send me a private message on the forum or send in fan mail, and then you'll get your fantastic anime prize. And last of all, we have the Promoter of the Month. This is the person that goes about and promotes ASO Radio and our other sites on various websites around the internet. Yeah, well, we didn't have anyone enter for the month of March.
Aww.
So the prize goes to DB3.
Yay!
And because he's a member of our staff, he generously goes and puts it back into the vault for a future winner.
Aww.
So you get the honorary title of Promoter of the Month.
Yay!
Okay, next we have one from Warren Fernandez. DB3.
It says,
hi. Oh, no, wait, read the subject, because he didn't write fan mail.
Oh, wow. Subject, ASO fan. Oh, the subject is, good show. Hi, this is DJ...
Janai.
Janai from Las Vegas. Great show. It's both funny and informative. Your new listener, Janai. www.djjanai.com.
And for those listening at home that want to know how to spell that, that's djjinnai.com. Well, thank you very much for listening to our show, and of course we'd love to go and hear from listeners all around the world. And DB3, I wanted to actually run an idea past you on the show.
All right.
What would you say if we got a map of, you know, all the countries in the world,
mm-hmm.
put it up on the ASO Radio website, and every time that somebody writes in, they should go and say where in the world they're from, and so we'll put a red dot on the map indicating that to see how it spread about.
Huh. That, that'd be a good cool. idea.
All right, so here's a new section of the site. We're going to have up a map. Send in your fan mail. Let us know where in the world you are, and we'll put a nice red dot on there indicating that, and we'll see how everyone's distributed. It'd be kind of fun.
Sounds good.
Granted, it'll be a bit skewed because it'll only be of people sending in fan mail, but it'll still be fun to see.
Yeah.
We know we have people listening in, where was that Ace321 from?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. We got Las Vegas. We got England. We got, you know, Vernal. All right, then speaking of which, we've got one last fan mail from Link 1986. DB3?
Yeah, he says...
Oh, he got it. Forget the subject.
The subject is essential. He says, what is your top essential video games? I remember back in episode 54 or something, you did the top essential anime, and a game list would be helpful as well. And I was wondering if when you review an anime, you could say whether or not you watch it in sub or dub. Because if I give an anime getting a top recommendation with you guys watching it in sub, then I watch it in the dub and think, this show is garbage. Doesn't appeal to me. Thanks again, your friend Link 1986.
DB3, would you form a reply to this?
Well, Link...
address what you just read and then the first paragraph after.
Link. Today, in today's world, we have things called DVDs.
Or DIVs.
On DVDs, you have the option to choose which you like. So if you don't like the dub, watch the sub.
because that's what we do on the show. Since we watch whether, if we prefer the Japanese dub, we'll watch the Japanese dub. If the English dub is better, we watch the English dub. And we make note of that on the show. And our reviews don't actually reflect they don't reflect one language or the other. We review the DVD as a whole. And as a result, our reviews reflect that. So if the reason it shows up as sub and dub on the review section of the site is back in the day before these round discs of which they stored video images, we had what were called cassette tapes. And these tapes typically held a very small amount of episodes of an anime show, though they were capable of holding a lot. And usually there would be only one language on these tapes, either English or Japanese. And by usually, I mean almost freaking always. And so that's why we mentioned that in our previous VHS reviews, because we couldn't go and pick which language we wanted, so it factors highly into how we rated it.
Yes.
And the reason we mentioned that is somebody that picked up the other tape that would have the other language on it might have a better or different experience.
So we do understand why you might not like that, but remember, we have DVDs.
And as a result, that's just the way we work.
Yeah.
And we're not going to change it, because we don't want to go back to tape. Alright, but what about the first paragraph here of DB3?
What is your top essential video? Well, when you ask that, I think it's a little, to say your top essential video games, that's sort of a hard question, because you have so many different consoles to play them on.
And the different consoles all have their limitations.
Yeah. So when you say that, I think we need a little bit more clarification.
Well, I'm just going to say, it's probably a good subject for a future hotspot.
Yeah.
But we'd have to cover it by the generation. You can't just say, oh, well, Super Mario Bros. 3 really sucked, because, look at the graphics, and the controller's just all clunky, and it's hard on your hand. It don't work. So if we ever do something like that, which I think we've done on a show in the past, way in the past.
Yeah.
If we ever do something like that, we'll do it by generation, like the 8-bit system, 16-bit, so on and so forth. But thanks to everybody for writing in with your fan mail. We'll probably do that in a future hotspot, as Lake 1986 suggested. And if you have any suggestions for improving the show, things we need to change, things we need to drop, or what have you, or suggestions for new sections, just feel free to write into us here at Acer Radio using the fan mail form on the website. So we love hearing from our fans, and if we don't get money, or if we don't get fan art, at least the fan mails keep our spirit burning. Of course, we love money, and we love fan art, so send that in as well.
Oh, baby, a hot spot.
So, this week for the hot spot, we have You're My Secret. It's about...
Don't tell them about our secret, DB3. If they knew we were actually agents working for... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, DB3.
I think we may need to have to cut that out.
Oh, okay, well, I'm very diligent about editing our episodes, so I'll be sure to do that.
Okay, alright.
Wink, wink.
I
better edit that out, too.
Yeah. Alright, well, back to Your Mind Secret.
The manga.
It's about this guy who has a crush on a... This shy guy who has a crush on a very outspoken girl in his school.
Violent.
And one day she's not coming to school, and he goes to see her, and they end up, her grandpa ends up capturing him and tricking him into becoming part of his experiment, and him and his crush switch bodies.
And
that's about the story.
That's the setup. The story is them having to go and try to live about under the guise that they're each other.
Oh, yeah, you wanted the rest of the story.
Yes. Yes, Paul Harvey, I want the rest of the story.
So basically they go about...
Rest of the story.
Next month or two, trying to live in the other person's body, and it's coming out that they're acting more like they're supposed to, like their sex does. Like, her and his body, he's actually more masculine, more feminine. And him and her body, he's actually more feminine.
Basically, their negative characteristics of their characters, when switched into the opposing gender, went and created it so that they were more admired by their friends and associates. because of their behavior being more accepted because of their gender stereotypes.
Yeah.
And basically, the original idea was they were supposed to be going and pretending as best they could to be each other while the grandfather, or was it uncle?
Grandfather.
While the grandfather was to go and rebuild the machine, which exploded after it switched their bodies. Unfortunately, though, the grandpa is very lazy and is just like his granddaughter takes advantage of people.
I think the grandpa's name might be NC-17. No, sorry.
They didn't name him.
Okay.
DBC is the boy. anyways, so, yeah, that's really it in a nutshell. Because this manga doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just basically them basically being tortured by the other person being in their body. The girl that's now in the boy's body keeps threatening him, you know, don't do anything bad with my body. And, you know, he tries to be honorable, but sometimes he just can't help but look. And
he actually never looks.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually she'll somehow just bust in at the right moment or whatever. And he tries to be honorable and everything, but she's still mean to him. But she's sleeping around because it's cool. You know, she says, well, I'm a boy, you know, I was supposed to sleep around and I wanted to see what it was like from the other side and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, nothing really happens except them getting freaked out about what each other are doing. And, well, there is the one thing, is that his friend now is falling in love with him, and now she is going and falling in love with her friend. Their best friends are basically now becoming, like, love interest things, which the guy doesn't want at all, but the girl's like, hey, you know, I never thought about her this way before, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's, you know, I don't know. What do you think, DB3? And you get to rate it this time.
I would suggest waiting until more volumes came out.
Hmm. And that's never going to happen,
yeah.
So based upon that,
I'd give this just a... I don't know. I recommend it, because there's some funny scenes, some funny thoughts.
Myself, I watched this, and at first it started off with great potential. But then it just got trite because she just kept being an ass, and he just kept being sensitive and crying, and neither of them really grew as a character.
Yeah.
And the grandfather just makes me angry because he isn't doing anything to rectify the situation which he caused. And it just doesn't go anywhere, and I want to go and see it come to a conclusion. The characters are kind of endearing, but it just, it's kind of like, you know, how to put it, it's sizzle without the steak. It's everything that attracts you to it, but there's nothing to keep you there. And so I'm just going to give this one a neutral, I think, because it doesn't really go and satisfy.
You know what? I'll leave this at a neutral until I can see the end.
Yeah, maybe the series as a whole might be better, but unless ADV starts releasing more manga, which from their recent news articles it doesn't sound like they will be, it's just going to have to stay at a neutral from both DB3 and I. Huh, well, this is kind of a funky episode, ADB3. It's kind of weird not reviewing anything anime-wise, you know, because we were just previewing that, oh my goddess. Boy, is that news section long.
Well, new days, new ages, new opportunities to grow.
Oh, you know, we got to try different stuff, see how it works, you know, see how the fans like it, you know, but the only way we can tell is if they send in fan mail, of course.
So we'll probably be getting a lot of fan mail.
Yeah, well, hopefully. You know, I don't want them to hold back because I'm kind of selfish that way, you know. Take a moment or two, let us know how we're doing. But, okay, so now it's, now the April contest is open for the month of April, so if anybody wants to go and get a fantastic item from around Mystery Vault, you know, send in some fan art, send in some, you know, post on the forum, you know, and do that up well, and naturally, going and promoting our website, that's going to go and get you some perks.
Yep.
So, anyways, for episode 72 of ASO Radio, this is the Dash in the 17.
The Dash?
Yeah, give yourself a crazy, slick guy name.
And the Hunk, DB3.
Bringing you a muscular episode and saying until next time, sayonara.